Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Masneches Maestros. Today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, and parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, we learned that if a worker is not entitled to food from his owner, he's doing other extraneous work not related to the crop itself, then he's only allowed to eat the crop until it is processed, just like anyone else. Until that point, he's allowed to eat it, but once it's fully processed, then the obligation of Maeser were to set in. So now we're about to learn in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that the halacha is also true when it comes to olives and onions. Says the Mishnah, Hasochar esapo lasos bezesim, if a person is paying his worker to help him weed out under the olive tree, which again is not something that the Torah would mandate in giving him the right to eat the olives, but he's just doing the work. Amar lo, and he says to his boss, Almanas lechol zesim, I'm only doing this work for you on condition that I'm allowed to eat the olives that are on the tree. Ochel echor echor potter, says the Mishnah is allowed to eat one olive individually, one by one, and his potter is exempt from separating Maeser at that point, because as long as he's eating it one by one, it's being done before it's fully processed, and therefore he's allowed to do it just like anybody else, like we learned previously. But if he combines, if he does them all together and takes a big handful of a bunch of the olives, then he would be obligated to separate Maeser before continuing to eat those olives. Continuing in the Mishnah, Lenakesh Babitzalim, if a person is weeding from under the onion tree, Amar Lo, and the worker says to him, Almenas Lechol Yarok, that I'm only going to do this work for you on condition that I can eat the leaves of the onions. Says the Mishnah, Mekarte Mala Olav Ochel, that he can pull off one leaf by leaf, and he can eat those leaves, because again, he's doing it individually, he's doing it in a slow process, in an unprocessed way, and he's allowed to do that before separating the Maeser. But Ve'im Tseiraf Chayiv, but if he takes all the leaves at once and he's eating them in a combined type of a way, then he would be obligated in separating Maeser before continuing to eat those crops. And what's interesting about this Mishnah is that it's really just a repeat of the previous Mishnah, but regarding two other types of produce. So why exactly do we feel the need to do this? So many of the Mefarshim point out that it does seem rather repetitive. Continuing now, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Matzah ketzitzos baderech, a person finds cut figs on the way. Afilu bitzad sidei ketzitzos, even if it's right next to a field of a lot of figs. V'chein te'ena shinot al derech, and similarly, if he finds a fig tree that is has its branches hanging over the path, and he finds figs that are on the ground under that tree, says the Mishnah, Mutaros Mishum Gezel, these are permitted to be consumed because of Gezel. We're not concerned that someone is stealing them, because at the end of the day, they are considered to be Hefker. We assume, even if they're near the field and under the tree, we assume that if they're the figs on the ground in the path, that they are hefker, they are ownerless, because the owner was miyayish, he had yeyosh, which means that he gave up on them. And when there's yeyosh, we assume that they're hefker, and therefore that it's not stealing, because you can't steal when something is ownerless. Continuing in the Mishnah, upaturos min ha-maisros, and they are putter as well from the Maeser, because like we learned earlier, something that is hefker, something that is ownerless, is exempt from Maeser. However, says the Mishnah, uvazesim uvecharuvim, when it comes to either olives or carob, chayavim. In those cases, you would be, number one, obligated for stealing. You can't steal these crops, because we assume that there's not going to be yeish, there's not going to be giving up, the owner's not going to give up. And you're obligated in separating Maeser, because if they're not hefker, you're obligated to separate Maeser from them before eating them. Now, what's interesting, as the Bartanura points out, is that if someone finds either olives or carrots under a tree, then you can easily identify whether they came from that tree or not. Unlike figs, these fruits are tougher, and they don't become damaged, really, from falling from the tree. And therefore, the owner of the tree, therefore, is going to assume that people passing by will not take them for themselves, and that he will get them back. And therefore, because they're not hefker, they're obligated in Maeser, and then taking them would be stealing. Continuing in the Mishnah, Matzah Grogros, a person finds dried figs on the ground, not near a field, not near anything, we just find the figs on the ground. Imdarsu Rov B'nai Adam, if it's a point where the majority of people in the town have already squashed their figs, then they are chayav. one would be obligated to separate Meiser from them because if the majority of people squash their figs, that's what it means to process the figs. So we assume that these figs that a person found are now obligated in Meiser because they're fully processed. They have been totally squashed before they were found. The Imlav, but if the majority of the town have not yet squashed the figs, then Pater, then he's exempt from squashing them here because we assume that most likely these figs are not fully processed and therefore you could certainly eat them without separating Meiser. Continuing in the Mishnah, Matza Pilchei Devel, if a person finds pieces of these fig cakes in the ground, on the ground, Chayiv, he would be obligated to separate Meiser Sheyadua because it's clear and known, Shehein Midavar Gomer, that these fig cakes were complete processed items, and therefore certainly you have to assume that Meiser wasn't separated, and therefore you have to separate Meiser at this particular point in time. Okay, now we are going to finish this Mishnah with one halacha about caribs. Says the Mishnah, the hecharuv, and when it comes to caribs, atchelo kinson l'rosh hagag, if it's before the point where they were gathered and piled up on the roof, typically the end of the processing of carob, they'd be all piled up together on the roof, but if it's before they're fully processed, morid mehem lebehema, you're allowed to bring them down and feed them to animals, and pata, you're certainly pata from separating miser, because it's before they are fully processed, and just like a human being can snack on food before they're fully processed, before separating Meiser, certainly you can feed it to your animals as well before it's fully processed. Mipnei shehu machaz yeres hamoser, because we assume that you're going to return whatever the animals don't eat, whatever they don't snack on, you're certainly going to bring them back and separate Meiser from the rest. Now what's interesting here is that when it comes to animals, not only are they allowed to snack on food before they're fully processed, but they're also allowed to eat full meals. You can feed them whatever they want before it's fully processed, as opposed to human beings, where we're only allowed to eat in a snack-like temporary way before the food is fully processed and you have not yet separated truma. Quick review, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of the both onions and olives and taught us that if it's a situation where he eats them one by one, then he's pater from separating Meiser, but once he combines them and eats them all together, then he'd be obligated to separate Meiser, because again, it's before they're fully processed. If you're eating them one by one, and then before they're fully processed, you could certainly eat them, even if the worker is not someone who you're obligated to give food to. And then per Gimel Mishnah Dal discussed cases where you find various foods on the ground, and we said that when it comes to finding, let's say, cut figs on the ground, even if they're near a field, even if they're near a tree, and so on and so forth, there are other types of figs, then we said that you're allowed to take them, which wouldn't be stealing, and you're putter, you're exempt from miser, because they're considered to be hefka, they're considered to be ownerless, therefore there's no issue of quote-unquote stealing them, and therefore there's no obligation separating miser from anything that is ownerless as well. However, we said when it comes to olives and carob, there you are obligated to separate miser from them, because we assume that they still were from those trees, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to steal them, you wouldn't be allowed to take them as well. And then said the Mishnah, Matzah Grogros, if you find dried figs, though, on the ground, the question is, can we assume that they're fully processed, in which case you would have to separate Meiser, or they're not fully processed, in which case you'll be allowed to eat them? So we said that if the majority of the town squashed their figs already, and therefore they're most likely fully processed, then therefore you'd have to separate Meiser. But if the majority of the town did not yet separate their figs and did not yet squash their figs, then we can assume that you would be put, you'd be exempt from separating your Meiser. So anything that we know for a fact is fully processed, like the case of the fig cakes that are found on the ground as well, you would have to separate Meiser from them once they are fully processed, once they are a complete product. Then the Mishnah just concluded by telling us regarding caribs, before they're fully processed on the roofs, you're allowed to feed them to animals, whether it's a snack, whether it's a full meal, and so on, you'd be exempt from separating Meiser until that point when they're fully processed, until that point when they're on the top of the roof, because at this point you're going to feed the animal and then bring it back to where it belongs, on top of the roof. Have a great day.